This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City is hosting a symposium later this week focusing on the ins and outs of the labor market. Among the items likely to be on the agenda is the slow pace of improvement in that market. Yes, the unemployment rate is off its recession-era high of 10% to a more tolerable 6.2% today, but there are some other indicators that are moving much more slowly. Marketplace's Abri Beneshore has that story.
To get an idea of how the national economic car is moving, Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen looks at what is called her dashboard. It's a bunch of economic statistics. You can imagine them as dials. Some appear to be, if not stuck, then, well, just not moving as quickly as others. One is the number of people doing part-time work because they can't find full-time work. Kyle Hubert knows all about this.
Since April of 2013, I've applied for 476 positions, not one of which has led to an actual offer for full-time work.
In the meantime, he's been doing part-time work as a cybersecurity consultant.
It's a little frustrating. Even with part-time and with unemployment benefits, it's not enough to get by.
People working part-time because of economic reasons are invisible if you just look at the unemployment rate, but they are important because it's not all about quantity when it comes to jobs.
It is one indicator of the quality of the jobs that workers find themselves forced to accept.
Gary Burtless is a labor economist with the Brookings Institution. The level of long-term unemployed people is high, too, and it's pushing people to take jobs they wouldn't normally resort to. Another sticky indicator is wages, says Joe Kalish with Ned Davis Research.
We really haven't seen much of a pickup with wages and compensation.
Wages for median workers haven't moved at all over the recovery. Kalish says with so many sticky dials, the Fed is unlikely to hit the brakes, as in raise interest rates, before mid-next year. In New York, I'm Sabri Beneshore for Marketplace.